In a year of crazy headlines, and I can't believe we haven't even got through January yet, MK party leader Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, is set to appear before the Durban Magistrates Court on Thursday, which I believe is tomorrow, on charges relating to the July 2021 unrest. It is alleged that she was one of the instigators of the unrest with her social media posts. Online is Mr. Umphumelelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Attorneys. Welcome to Newsbeat.
Good afternoon to you, and also good afternoon to our listeners.
Is this what we could perhaps call cosmetic litigation? What I mean by that, I believe that Paul Sullivan, an independent investigator, did the so-called investigation. So we've got a third party laying charges and the person appearing in court, if you know what I mean. Could one describe it as that?
Well, not necessarily, because you have to check what evidence does the state have. However, there is a common law crime when it comes to terrorism. There is a common law crime when it comes to aiding and abetting a certain criminal. And also if you want to become an accomplice in any of the other acts or the contravention that could be alleged. However, in order for us to investigate that carefully, we have to go back and say, what is the nature of the crime? If you've been alleged that by your statements, you were then supporting or, lack of a better word, cheerleading the illegal acts that were taking place within that particular point in time, and if it can be found that you were acting in concert with those individuals that were involved, whether directly or indirectly, you could be held accountable for those acts. So in this case, it's going to take looking carefully at what is written on the docket, the level of communication that was there, what can be construed from a person that has a layman's perspective, and what was the sole direction of those instructions and the messages that were stated by the former president's daughter.
If I can remember correctly, I think the tweet that she became well known for was, I think, the words, "We see you." I speak open to correction, but I think that's what she was saying. I'm not aware of other tweets that she tweeted, but I do remember that was the key one, in other words.
You see, then we take that one and then say, let's analyze what do the words "we see you" actually mean. Is it by way of saying we are motivating what you are doing, we are agreeing with what you are doing, or is it within the context of saying that do not do that particular act? Do not think that you are not being known or not be seen as to cut type of illegal activities which is being taken. So that's going to be the duty of the court to determine what is the interpretation of the intention with those particular context, and what results could it have resulted in, and are there any consequences that have been suffered by any other individuals. Take that and edit against the case by Ms. Mkhon, Ngizwe Mkhon. On that one, he was found not guilty. In terms of using the word askale, when it comes to all the July unrest that has taken place. So you may even see the court in that particular stance of saying that, well, it's written in that particular context, but there's no close connection to what has been written to the results of what was taking place at the time. And it's going to be the state that has the duty of proving that beyond reasonable doubt that indeed the words "we see you" were meant to use to instigate. They were meant to use or to motivate those individuals from engaging in this illegal act.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to ask you about the fact that prosecutions so far for July 2021 have been spectacular by their failure. Not much has succeeded, and you have already pointed out a particular case which the accused was acquitted. It is a difficult terrain, isn't it, when one goes into litigation of this sort? It's not easy, and my gut feeling is that Duduzile Zuma will probably get off, but she's going to go through a bit of a lengthy process, isn't she?
Definitely, because even if she appears in court maybe on Thursday, probably it's only by next day or maybe late this year in which even a date for trial would be set. And depending on the number of witnesses that are there, it could be said that trial taking place the whole of next year of 2026. So by the time she's able to exonerate her name, maybe she's found not guilty, at least 24 months of her time would have gone by through litigation taking place. Meanwhile, as I've stated earlier, this type of litigation when it comes to the July unrest has been successful in certain instances. Maybe the approach by the prosecution needs to be tweaked a bit to say, focus on the foot soldiers first. Those people that were taking those TVs, fridges, and taking food, prosecute them and then ask them what motivated you to do all these particular things. And if it's any linked in any of the social messages, then you can link whatever person that has been there in terms of what has been written there. However, the one challenge that you're going to find is this. If I'm the author of a certain statement, you must ask me what do I mean by that, because it's available to different interpretations. And the mere fact that this can be interpreted in many ways, it cuts down on what was the sole intention or what was intended on it. If the tweet was, go and loot on behalf of my father, maybe then it could have been. But it's just the words of saying that we see, which could have multiple number of things.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's actually quite a clever tweet, given the circumstances, but it's not for us to really go down that rabbit hole. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. At the end of the day, the other point you're making is also moot, and I would say that so far, no real ringleader has been exposed. It's basically been foot soldiers and one man, one woman, operations, as it were, in social media, that nothing substantial has come out of this at all. And yeah, my sort of biggest worry is that we're going to waste a lot of money chasing Ms. Zuma when we could be doing something more productive in our courts.
Definitely productive in the sense of saying that how do we prevent this thing from ever happening again? Let's look at our intelligence of how we can bolster it to make sure that these type of things don't take place. We're able to identify it in instances where it has taken place. We're able to prevent it from going there. Even after the July unrest, they've been looting of, for example, trucks where they've been involved in accidents. Then it tells me that the problem has not been really solved by the police. They don't know how to handle it. And if we were to have something similar taking place in the near future, we're not going to be in a position to be able to contain it, something which is very bad considering the amount of damage that the July unrest actually caused and the financial expenses in which individuals got in. For example, I was driving past a certain retail shop which closed in a particular point in time, and it hasn't opened up until now, displaying the type of effect that the July unrest took place. So instead of concentrating to say, how do you prevent this thing from ever happening again?